Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Gar.
And we're doing a special all-interview session of Free Talk Live. We're here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum in 2010, as if you didn't know what the year was. And there are all kinds of speakers, dozens of speakers. And we've been grabbing as many of them as we can to do interviews here. And here we have with us Peter. Now, you came with the Liberty Caravan.
Yes, I did.
All right.
Tell us what the Liberty Caravan is and about it.
So the Liberty Caravan was an idea for, originally it was just my wife and I, to move from San Jose, California to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. We talked to a friend of ours, and she decided to join us. Another friend heard about it. Can I document it with video? Sure. So now there's four of us.
When did this start?
It started around the end of August last year. And so it's when we left San Jose, there was five of us. We picked up three more people along the way, and four of us are movers. So there's a total of eight of us when we actually rolled into New Hampshire.
Did you chronicle all this information?
We did. We posted as much content as we could on libertycaravan.com. And unfortunately, we didn't do as much as we had hoped. But, you know, we were moving all of our possessions, our cat. It was quite a trip.
How'd the cat make the trip? That's across the country.
Lost the cat for about an hour and a half in Memphis.
Sweet.
He was hiding. But that was probably the scariest part of the trip. Which
it absolutely is. You're like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
The cat just ran away, and I am only halfway to where I'm going. Do I leave?
Johnny Cash, that whole line, I shot a man in Memphis just to watch him die. It was originally, lost a cat in Memphis just to watch him die.
That's what it was. Reno.
Oh, I don't remember.
It always made me wonder, the Folsom Prison
Reno,
Blues,
yeah.
How exactly do you shoot a man in Reno, Nevada and end up in prison in California? It's crazy.
The crazy federal laws.
Yeah. So you swipe the song anyway.
And for anybody who's sort of unfamiliar, you know, maybe they're hearing us, Mark, and they're saying, okay, Free State Project, the Porcupine, Liberty Forum, New Hampshire, Live Free or Die State, you guys getting involved with the caravan. Why don't you explain to people what inspired you to get involved, to coming, you know, hearing about the Free State Project and saying, what are your principles that make you say, I'm leaving behind what I had and I'm coming here?
For the most part, it was a desire to be more consistent with reality. And so much of the way that we act is built up over the years of so much indoctrination in the school system,
right.
And there's a lot of taxes that we have to pay, and the idea that this is just the way that things are, I don't think that that's the human nature.
Yeah.
I don't think that's part of the human condition. And so when I thought, how can we actually be consistent from end to end and act in such a way that everyone can live, and came across libertarianism, came across the Free State Project, and it sounded like a very good idea. It sounded like something that I could definitely get behind.
Yeah, it's amazing, too. Once you realize these ethics, these principles, and you express these things at libertycaravan.com, and you join up with other people, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, you feel the same way I do. Yeah, you want to leave people alone. What? That's craziness around here. But it is such a true common feeling, and that's one of the nice things when you come here. So now that you've been here, what's happening over the website, and what kind of things do you think people can find over at the website when they
check
out?
So we're hoping to document more accurately how much it actually costs to move from California to New Hampshire. We moved, there were four cars total with eight people, and some people had towed a trailer from Oklahoma City. Some of us had packed all of our things into a big cube and had it shipped here. We got the price for how much it would take to tow a U-Haul trailer. So we're hoping to put some of that documentation up. There's a lot of good videos as to why people are making the move and what was actually involved.
Wow. It's terrific.
You know, I think that what stands out for me for the Free State Project is when you're living elsewhere and you believe in the ideas of liberty, the ideas that you shouldn't bother people that don't bother other people, is the abject hopelessness of what it's like to live elsewhere. Now, I'm not saying that in New Hampshire the government's perfect and they leave people alone that haven't harmed other people or anything like that. But once you get here, you find that other people, there's a lot of other people that believe exactly like you do. They're doing things about it. And, you know, you can just plug right into their activism. You can create your own if you wish.
Yeah.
And there's an opportunity for hope. And I think that hope begins to flower, you know, over time. I find that people that first move are outraged. They're upset because they've seen so many things going wrong for so long, you know, across America and in their community. And they get here and they're kind of, you know, they want to change things. But the only thing they've got that's driving them at that point is their anger.
Yeah.
But once they get here for a little while, then it's the hope is beginning to spring in them, and they're not so angry, and then they can communicate with people better.
The thing that really sold New Hampshire for us was Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Oh, right. Awesome,
we came last year for the first time, and my wife was really concerned about what if I don't really like people? What if they're mean? What if they, you know, anarchy? This is kind of crazy. And we met hundreds of people that were just so pleasant. And I actually brought my parents along, and they had a fantastic time.
It's one of the few groups in which you can have really rich, rewarding conversations. You know, people always say, oh, I turn to talk radio to get the news and have real information.
And scream
this
at the
goes
radio.
Beyond that. Yeah, this goes into philosophy. This goes into your daily practice and your daily lives. And it's terrific. Pete, while you're here, and people, of course, they can go to libertycaravan.com. Can you tell us some of the things that are on your mind, especially here in New Hampshire, that are important to you as you've come to New Hampshire? You see on the federal front and the state front that people might want to keep in mind themselves, or maybe they're thinking about.
The biggest draw for me in New Hampshire is the community of people that are here.
Yeah.
There are things that are possible here because of that community that I don't think that people would otherwise take the risk and try. And really not crazy things, but just I'd like to go and try to grow my own food. And there are people here who want to be more self-reliant. Maybe they want to petition their local government for lower taxes. That actually happens here. There's the breadth of possibilities. Is just
now,
endless.
On the growing food thing, though, Peter, I mean, you know, growing it yourself, I mean, you might not be licensed. And it could be dangerous. I mean, I don't even know whether you should cut your own food. You could choke. We'll grind it up for you. Is that okay? There's this company called Gerber's. It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
I think they'll soon be introducing the ground-up food legislation bill, and they'll be the beneficiaries of it. It'll help you out a lot. It'll be great. And so this sort of self-reliance thing, as you said, people are brought into the world as children who are relying on their parents and so on, and then there's this artifice put over it that the state, the government, is there to do all these things. Have you found that even when it claims to do things like protect you and do things like that, it falls short of the mark, and that itself is a facade as well?
See, in today's world with the government that we have, if I wanted to take full responsibility for my own life, I'm not allowed. If I want to grow my own food and just basically opt out of all of the services that government provides, the police protection, the fire protection, if I'm not interested in paying for them, that's too bad. You need to pay for them. And if you don't, we will come after you with guns and make you pay for them because it's for your own good.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I love that, the idea that they're going to, you know, serve us by holding guns on us and making them pay them. You know, they don't generally hold the guns right away, but you know they're there.
You look at the healthcare thing right now. It's for your own good that we're going to take your money for you. If you're pro-choice, well, you say you have control over your body, but, we're going to control the healthcare for your body. It's amazing how people in the political world can, I mean, it's a classic definition of insanity, hold two completely opposing ideas simultaneously. And what I like, Peter, and maybe you can comment on this as well, is getting involved with libertarian circles. People try to be consistent. They say, okay, if I think this, then what follows? Once again, what's the website?
LibertyCaravan.com.
Peter, thank you.
Thank
you. We will take our break-o and come back from the Liberty Forum in Nashville, New Hampshire.
Free Talk Live-o after El Break-o.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And, because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, it's Mark Whitten and Gar. And we're live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We're doing things a little different. We're doing one interview after another. And, you know, this evening we've interviewed so many different people. Yeah. Evan Knappen,
yeah.
From
First Hour, so many great people. It's been basically three or four people an hour. It's out of control. That's how many great interview subjects there are here, and then you have all the other people who are here who believe in freedom, and you can have conversations that would just go into the next day.
So now we have with us Pasha Roberts from Silver Circle The new movie. Tell us about the movie.
Oh, cool. Crusher. I saw these guys before. This is great. Come on up to the mic, you cool cats. Megan, Pasha, good to have you here on Free Talk Live.
Well, thanks for having us here. It's a great conference. A lot of great people here. A lot of great energy.
Yeah.
And basically, our thing is we're trying to create entertainment in a liberty-oriented vein. I mean, we're making a feature-length movie about economic disaster and the rebels who fight back against the Fed.
Now, I don't know, Pasha, that sounds like fantasy. Economic disaster.
How could that happen in America?
Yeah.
Just wait till you see the way we spin it, though. We hope nobody gets any ideas for policy. There's stuff that gets pretty bad.
Listen, here we are on the radio. Just on a personal note, I really want to talk to both of you after this because this has been a very close issue for me. A lot of people know personally that I come from a scriptwriting background out in L.A., and to see the new media arising and to see how you can fit the ideas of liberty into that, it was very, very difficult for me to do that. I won't go on, but I want to talk to you afterwards.
This definitely. Our project. Scripture's in its final rev now, and maybe it'll get you to read it. Because I can't give his name right now, because I found the one free market scriptwriter in L.A. credited WGA, although we're not WGA because we're animation. But he's lived in Argentina during hyperinflation, so he knows about how people deal with currency during a heavy inflation. We're just so lucky to have this guy.
Can you give us any ideas on a few kernels of the story, and then where people can find you, how you came up with the concept, and how you move forward to do this? As we know, it's a changing world in the mass media. So you've got an idea. You say, okay, first we got to start with the story. Then we got to figure out how we're going to get it to people. You say the story is the basic economic devolution of a society. Tell us more about this.
Devo.
Yeah, devolution.
We're working really hard to do a lot of social networking and get it out everywhere on the blogs really early into the process. We have another year of work to go on it. I'll let Megan talk about what we're doing with the social networking. But in terms of the story, it's a thriller romance. I mean, there's rebels, there's fire, there's explosions. The only spoiler that we're giving away is that we blow up the Federal Reserve building at the end of the movie. So there's a happy ending.
There's a
happy ending.
So, Megan, what's your role in the project?
I'm actually going to be taking care of most of the websites, really interacting with the fans for the most part, because we do have a long production trail ahead of us. So we'll be releasing a graphic novel here in a couple months, which is really going to hopefully engage the audience and bring in another type of community, which is kind of overseen sometimes, which is the comic community, which can overlap into the libertarian community. And also we're going to be doing just anything interactive as possible. There's some possible casting calls we've been talking about, being an extra and getting animated for the film.
So like voice work?
Yeah, they'll be voiceovers.
Or do you tie those little gizmos to them so you can track them on the computer?
No, or if you're good to us and we think you'd be a good rebel, we can take your picture and turn you into an animated character and put you in the movie with no acting or no voice required. Because we need pictures of people. So
I'm sure you won't have trouble getting pictures of people here at the Liberty Forum.
Hey, I should ask, how do you have a presence online already? I assume you must already, I bet. And how do people find out these first initial pieces of information about this cool project?
All right. Well, first and foremost, if you've been following along on the New Hampshire Liberty Forum hashtag on Twitter, we've been tweeting away all weekend. You can find us at Silver Circle MOV. On the Twitter website. Also, our fan page is blossoming very quickly. We're over 1,300 people right now, which is incredible, and we haven't even released the movie yet, which
is
awesome.
Great.
People are excited about the idea. And also, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and also we have a blog page right now, and the website, of course, at silvercirclemovie.com.
Silvercirclemovie.com. It's fantastic. Okay, Mark, this is just such a great subject to me. The Liberty Forum is so cool. Libertarianism is so cool. Let's ask both of you. We'll go back to Megan first to start off, and then we'll go back to you. Libertarianism, the idea of individual liberty and freedom, what attracted you to the ideology?
The logic.
really?
The logic behind it. It makes sense.
It was not inconsistent.
No. And that's one thing that I'm going to use the cliche. Ron Paul brought me in because his message was the same over and over. There was no twists and turns. He kept saying the same thing over and over again. And then once you dig more deeper into the subject matter, it's logic and consistency.
This is awesome.
Basha, you?
I actually come in from the... I come in really from the economics and finance side. I started flirting with this movement. Aside from political stuff, looking at think tanks and that kind of thing, and have really moved deeper and deeper into the liberty movement as we go. But the thing that just upsets me is the level of economic discourse and the level of economic ignorance that's kind of out there. And some of these concepts that people are dealing with aside from being deadly in terms of inflation, there's some really cool stuff and cool ideas running around. What happens if oil goes off of the dollar and the U.S. dollar loses international, currency? Or what does alternative currency look like? The reason we call it Silver Circle is that the rebels mint their own silver coins and use it as to fight inflation as part of the way they get credibility with the people. Even though it's the coin after 2016, of course, makes coins illegal, just like they did in 1933.
Yeah.
But even they do this anyway.
I remember I called in on a local radio show. It's been whenever the bailout was going on under the Bush administration.
Fall of 08.
Yeah. And I was, kind of complaining about, basically they're taking money from poor people to pay rich people for their mistakes. And the host was like, well, I guess we've got to do it. Because that's the level of ignorance that it comes to economics in this country. She had no idea what's happening, but we must have to do it because the politicians in Washington say so. Well, that's because the people that give them campaign money tell them that that's what they're supposed to say. And if they don't, they're not coming back.
Yeah, that's one of the central ideas. I mean, Robert Hicks goes through this in Crisis and Leviathan, which is basically every time there's a crisis, government grows in power, people grab more power. And sometimes the crises are completely manufactured. Sometimes they're just made up. So we have series and series of this going on inside the movie until the Federal Reserve's power and reach is way beyond anybody. People keep saying Fed is bad, but wait till you see it in our movie. It's totally, totally bad.
You've got me intrigued. And I guess what I really should do, Mark, is can you give us a quick thumbnail sketch without revealing too much of the setup for this to get people attracted over there?
You better do it in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, what you got? Futuristic America, hyperinflation.
Hot girl kissing.
There's basically the core of the story is that there's a series of arsons and there's an investigator that tracks it all down. The hot girl gets involved inside of that scenario and
not only is she hot, she's incredibly intelligent and badass.
There you go.
We're trying to get her into the low.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, we are coming to you live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2010. And we decide we're deviating just a little bit from our normal way of doing things. And we're doing interview after interview after interview because there's so many people here that that we need to talk to.
Absolutely. And so many valuable insights from
right.
Liberty Forum.
It's it's Mark with you.
And Gard.
And take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Also, all of your search results, each of them has a proxy link underneath, and you can go to the website and be private there. Usually you have to pay for these proxy services, but StartPage gives it to you for free at startpage.com.
Yeah, I've been going over there a lot more. It's great. Yep. It's awesome.
So we've got with us William Kostrick. William, you came
famous
to,
man.
You came to fame. Hello. On the national scene by toting a gun at the at President Obama's speech. And
William, you were able to battle the spittle of Chris Matthews as he attacked you on television. Well done.
That's all fine and good. Just don't expect valuable insights from me.
Not doing valuable insights tonight?
Oh, man, that's funny. It's good to have you here, William.
So, thank you. Yeah.
Quickly tell people what happened and kind of recap, and then I've got some more questions for you.
Wow, quick recap. We got up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I live 2 hours away from the seacoast, and we had to pick up some people on the way. So we'd gotten up early, and we picked everybody up. We got there about 8:30. It was pouring down rain. We thought the whole day was going to be a bust. We sat in the car for 2 hours waiting for it to break. It finally broke. The sun came out. It turned into a beautiful day. We had a great rally. And,
what else to say? The rest is on video.
Well, yeah, it is.
But for those people who haven't seen it.
In New Hampshire, it is legal to carry a firearm out in the open.
Open carry.
Right, as long as you are not a convicted felon. And you can have it out there, and you did. And you had a sign, something about watering the tree of liberty. And that just got the media all in a flupper fest. And so they decided that they were going to drag you out and beat you over the head because you were a birther and a truther and whatever it is that they decided that that you were, as whatever conclusions they drew, because you were open carrying.
Yes. And interestingly, with Chris, I can only assume that they pushed the whole issue because they did figure it was going to be bad publicity for Liberty Types. Mm-hmm. It didn't turn out that way.
It turned out
online that and there was an overwhelmingly positive response to it. It surprised me.
And people across the nation were following suit. They decided that you were because you happen to be white and open carrying that you must be a bigot. And that right, and you didn't like Obama. There you go. There's some facts.
There you go.
Yeah. And the joke of the matter is that I'm Puerto Rican and Slovakian, so it's like
that's good enough. You look white.
I look white, so right. I must be racist.
Yes,
but the guy in Arizona that was open carrying, he had an AR-15. Turns out he's black. He must be a bigot too.
Yes. Oh, it's terrible. You know, when I saw the conversation between you and Chris Matthews, and for you, it was an attempt at a conversation. For him, it was just, you know, laying out the sewer that comes out of that guy's mouth and brain. What struck me was that he kept saying, "You're at an event with the President of the United States, and you're, don't you understand? You're there carrying a firearm, and you've got a son." And he just sounded so ridiculous when you said, "Well, you know, this country was founded on the idea of self-protection, and I have the right to protect myself."
It was ridiculous on so many levels. I think anyone who took the time to think about it would know the president travels in a bulletproof vehicle. Mm. I mean, what are you going to do with a 9mm?
Not to mention that, but the guy that's going to shoot the president isn't carrying his gun on his hip, right? Like the guys with the guns on their hips, the women with the guns on their hips, are not the ones you have to worry about shooting the president.
Another good point, because I was trying to get across to him that I was by far not the only one there who was armed.
Absolutely.
And so they were only making a big deal.
Because your gun was out in the open.
Because it was out in the open, but from a Secret Service president, if that's your concern, point of view, wouldn't you, where you'd rather deal with the guy who you can see where he is than the other half dozen people that I know of that were milling about the crowd that were armed and you couldn't see it?
As a Secret Service person, you're going to have to treat every single person that gets to the president as if they're armed. I mean, that's their job. So the guy that has the gun on his hip, they may decide that it's threatening, but that would, you know, that guy's not going to do, that guy's not going to be the one that shoots the president.
But, you know, guys, the mentality of it was what really struck me. His mentality is only those people who are agents of the government are safe the firearms to protect you who have a right to protect yourself. So somehow you're too dangerous and too stupid to be able to exercise your right. But when you hand it off to someone else who's in the government, who has the legal monopoly on force to take whatever he wants from you, then you really shouldn't show up with your firearm. Leave it to them. And that's frightening to me.
They're very used to pawning off the responsibility for their personal safety and that of their family on the rest of society. Yeah. I'm too lazy and or whatever to take responsibility for our security, and I want someone else to do it. And when you do it, it kind of shines the light on what they don't do, and that's uncomfortable.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, so all this has happened, and, you know, after the initial fallout, has there been any kind of fallout afterwards? I'm just wondering, you know, I would imagine the national spotlight kind of moves on and nobody says anything to you, but I'm just wondering.
The only thing that's been noticeable is that I come to Liberty events and again, I'm just blown away that
you're a rock star.
People come up to me and say, "Wow, you know, it was so powerful," and everybody I know and my mom saw it and
girls throwing their brassieres at you.
It's like Tom Jones.
I'm blown away and I'm a little bit embarrassed because I see that many activists that are here, they do so much more. I mean, they're out there every day busting their butt for liberty. And you know what? It was not that big of a deal. And I think people who work harder deserve some more recognition.
But, you know, William, in what you did, I'm sure a lot of other people wish they could be in that situation to get up there and try to battle these guys. And, you know, you're trying to think on your feet later on doing all these interviews and so on. Stuff. And you stand up pretty well. You know,
yep.
you're doing, and later on, you and I spoke later on, and you say, well, I could have done this, I could have done that. You did a great job. And what gets me is that was one of the early sparks in what has now become this whole Tea Party thing. It is now a huge national movement. Your face on that MSNBC up against Chris Matthews with the dribble on his lips, you know, talking about rights inspired probably hundreds of thousands of other people to say, damn right, yeah. And, you know, and you did a great job. It's really emotional. And it could have been another person, but it was you. So good job.
I was very fortunate that things went the way they did, which I couldn't have asked for them to go any better, except the only thing I would have wanted is for them to pan down a little and catch that Free State Project t-shirt a little bit better.
Well, you did move here with the Free State Project a number of years ago. What was the year?
2 years ago.
Okay.
Almost exactly.
Yeah, and I remember, you know, you and I met early on. I see you occasionally around here. And do you have any thoughts for people? Because here you were with a big group of people. You were with a number of people. And like I said, it was the spark of things. Here in New Hampshire, you find this. It's very common.
There's no doubt that I always thought about doing these types of things and had certain, little bits of activism planted out in my head. But now that there's a community to support you, those things can become real. And that never would have happened if I'd have had to go there alone.
Yeah.
No way.
Right on. Well, it's terrific. I don't know what the next scene is going to be.
No, how can we?
But the
way
you
right place, the right time, and he handled himself well.
Absolutely right. And
now, what kind of message do you have for people that they want liberty for themselves, and you know they're thinking about the Free State Project? What kind of message do you have for them?
This is such a great event, and what's unique about it is that so many people we see at other events. They've done all of the Liberty events from, you know, we see them in D.C., we see them in St. Charles, we see them in Minnesota, we see them in Texas, we see them everywhere. But you ask them what's the most exciting, and the events in New Hampshire, nothing else compares. We have the community.
So come to Porkfest.
Absolutely.
Yeah, check it out at freestateproject.org.
Thanks for having me.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Vedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-22.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Garth.
And we are coming to you live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum here on Friday night. It will be going on tomorrow also. I believe Judge Napolitano is currently giving his speech. We're all missing it, but, you know, hey.
That's true. We sacrifice for you, the listener.
Absolutely. And we've been doing one interview after another here, and there's a guy in particular. Now, I've interviewed Charles Johnson. I have interviewed you previously on the Edgington Post, which is kind of a little thing I do on my on the podcast, but haven't had you on Free Talk Live, and I wanted to make sure that we got you on, because you kind of come from a different angle when it comes to liberty, and you speak now.
Sure. Well, so my name is Charles Johnson. I maintain a blog, the Rad Geek People's Daily, at radgeek.com, and I'm a member of the Alliance of the Libertarian Left, is the major activist organization.
Now, I thought libertarians were really just the minor leagues for the Republicans.
That's the common view, and something that we're trying to get some challenge to.
And you've made the statement, and I'm not going to disagree with it, which is really unusual for me to disagree on something. You've made the statement that you believe that liberty is, in fact, that libertarianism is a left philosophy.
I agree. Yeah.
Defend that. Defend it.
Very well. So basically the idea here is that you have to look at sort of the history of these terms and how they came about. So left and right originally referred to the seating chart for the French National Assembly after the French Revolution. And on the right wing of the assembly, you had the monarchists, you know, the conservatives, the people who believed that the power of the state was granted by God Almighty, and that the state could literally do no wrong, because what they did was the definition of what was right.
Absolutely. Okay.
Whereas on the left, you had the people who were the anti-authoritarians. In the middle left, you had sort of the liberals, the classical liberals, and as you got further out, people got more and more radical and more pro-freedom. So Frederick Bastiat, the great free market economist, sat on the left.
Yeah.
And so did Pierre-Joseph Proudhon, the great one of the first theorists to call himself an anarchist.
You know, now I've read a bit of Proudhon to somebody from the South. I've read a bit of him, and I found him confusing. I didn't find him to be very consistent.
Sure. Well, I think he is consistent. He just writes in a funky way. He's very influenced by Hegelian philosophy in a way that causes him to write in ways that are not necessarily entirely clear if you're not familiar with that tradition. But you get sort of a follower of Proudhon named Benjamin Tucker in the United States,
sure.
who I think really
yeah.
lays out these ideas in a way that's very clear and sort of lays out, you know, how it is that, that the left in particular, as he sees it and as I think Proudhon saw it also, is, you know, the real left-right spectrum is not a spectrum of, like, statists who want to bomb the hell out of you versus statists who, you know, want to send the EPA after you. And,
well, right, but that's the dynamic that we get.
That's right, yeah. That's right, because it's been hitched up to electoral politics in this particular way that you have sort of just, you know, two competing parties of status that are trying to get these terms.
How did the left, worldwide, how did the mm-hmm. left get co-opted by the socialists?
Yeah.
Well, so that's a long story, and actually I think that's partly about how the socialists got co-opted by the statists. So somebody like Tucker would consider himself a socialist, but what he was into was voluntary socialism, which meant solidarity for between workers, mutual aid networks, and that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
happening at a grassroots level apart from the state, so
right.
not being forced on people.
The stuff Andrew Jackson supported with his Democratic Party, that you know, the Seminole Democratic Party.
Just the same sort of stuff that de Tocqueville noted when he came over in Democracy in America, that the
yes.
voluntarist notion, and you're right, it has been co-opted mm-hmm. by the statists,
right?
And so now, if you talk to someone, they say, "Well, I'm a social anarchist."
Mm-hmm.
You say, "Well, really, you can't have socialism per se in a political definition as it has been established, and have anarchy at the same time. They're not compatible within the state paradigm." But these guys,
right.
it was compatible,
right? So you can't have state socialism, obviously, if you don't have a state, but you can have. You know, de Tocqueville mentioned this, and there's a lot of really interesting history that, like, some guys like Roderick Long and David Beto have talked about of sort of grassroots mutual aid networks. When you leave people free to do their own thing, and when you're not actually having government come in and give, you know, multi-trillion-dollar bailouts to big corporations, what people actually form up freely are these much more sort of smaller human-scale you know, mutual aid networks and other kinds of grassroots institutions.
Which, to me, Charles, is all part of the free market.
Yes.
It is the market.
Exactly.
You make your choices, you do things, whether it's for monetary compensation
mm-hmm.
or for just the sentiment of helping your friend,
mm-hmm.
and then you are faced with him later, and
mm-hmm.
he faces you, and you end up reciprocating. That's the way it was done with all the different civic organizations, the Elks and all these things, and you clearly have an understanding of the names and the figures that came along.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a difficult time re-educating people, deconstructing this? Is it worth deconstructing the term socialist today
mm-hmm.
to say, look, a socialist is, in the early concept of it, a
mm-hmm.
leftist was a person who believed in laissez-faire,
mm-hmm.
who believed in markets? Or do you have to just say, you know what, I'm going to have to just drop that term. I'm a left libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
Socialism, I can't talk about it because it's been so corrupted.
Right. Yeah, well, that depends on the conversation and how much time you have and what kind of context. But I find it very useful often to challenge people on these words and to start conversations about it, because when people are confused about these words, there's usually a historical reason behind it. And I think that's true whether it's, you know, socialism you're talking about or capitalism or anarchism or any number of other things. But when you use these terms and when you use them in a deliberately provocative way, so like I'll go around saying I'm a free market anti-capitalist, for example, and you know the reaction you get from people is you know what do you mean
make
by
much
that?
Sense
yeah and but of course when they ask what do you mean by that, why would you believe that, that gives you the opportunity to start talking about, well, there's this difference between big business and government-privileged big business and free markets.
Do you think, Charles, that capitalism as it is known today and mercantilism as it was known in 1776 during Adam Smith's
mm-hmm.
era are pretty much synonymous nowadays? For example, I have a lot of friends over in the U.K. They're
mm-hmm.
hardcore progressive statists.
Sure.
They believe in they don't believe in the sanctity of the individual. They want
right.
redistribution of wealth. So these guys would say, well, I hate capitalism,
mm-hmm.
And I'll say, well, no, capitalism is good. What you don't like is mercantilism.
Mm-hmm.
Are we at a point now where Sheldon Richmond even has said from Foundation mm-hmm. for Economic Education, he says,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know if it's worth bothering using the term capitalism anymore because capitalism is so synonymous with government involvement in the marketplace.
Yeah, and I think that's basically the way it plays out, is when you talk about capitalism, the thing that people will immediately move to is mercantilist privilege and mm-hmm. sort of, you know, the existing patterns of big business that you see around you. you know, just sort of the economic system that we got, the way it works.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you can try and clarify, oh, well, I mean, you know, laissez-faire capitalism, I mean, free market capitalism, I'm just interested in like, you know, private ownership of the means of production, et cetera. But I think that actually sort of challenging the attempt to identify free markets and capitalism in the first place does help clarify that markets can include a lot of things. Like, what's in a market? That could include worker co-ops. That can include all kinds of things that are radically different from big corporations.
Now, the Alliance of the Libertarian Left, would that include folks that call themselves geo-libertarians? And what the heck is that?
there's a big question.
It does include some people who are into that sort of thing. I'm not into that sort of thing, so, you know, I can only do so much by way of trying to spell out.
Like, Alliance, it sounds like a big tent.
Yeah, sure. It's a big tent, and it includes them because they also do put out a lot of good material on sort of corporate privilege and the way that that's been connected historically with government land grabs.
Yeah.
So, you know, historically that was things like, you know, colonial land grants and things like that. Nowadays it's through, you know, eminent domain and government redevelopment initiatives and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and for people aren't familiar with geolibertarianism, I mean, these are all great terms. We could have such a great philosophical conversation.
Sure.
That term has been brought up a lot in our conversations, both on the show and over at my website at Liberty Conspiracy, about Muse, Matt Bellamy, geolibertarian. And it all has to do with whether or not private property, whether or not land can be considered to be private property,
right,
or it is all held in common, and you're just a renter, and you have to give something up to others to be able to use
some organization that will force you to give up the money, but it isn't government.
Exactly.
It's not government.
That's a tricky sort of thing. And some people have, like Murray Rothbard wrote about it, some people believe there should be a cyclical nature to it. You can get it, then you have to give it up. Very difficult. To me,
we call that debt.
Yeah, to me, most of that doesn't really matter because you're still dealing with human beings. I don't know how you feel about it, Charles, but, you know, in my opinion, all of this stuff is academic because we can come up with our own agreements about how we're going to do it. And it's all based on the human nugget of individuality dealing with the other nugget of individuality and working it out themselves. That's, you know, common law.
And one of the prominent writers within sort of ALL, this guy Kevin Carson, is not himself a geolibertarian, but he's very sympathetic to a lot of the things they're doing, and what he emphasizes is that these are things that have been worked out at a community level in different communities.
People can read more of your stuff at
radgeek.com.
Excellent.
R-A-D-G-E-E-K.com.
That's Charles Johnson.
Thanks, Charles.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.